وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings through the Quran and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a human being. Now, one of the things that makes humans different from other species is that humans are both conscious of themselves and conscious of the world around them. So man has a tendency to become more aware of himself and the world. His fortune, prosperity are thus in pledge of those two kinds of awareness. As long as mankind aware of himself and aware of the world that he is in, he can navigate his way around. Where if we compare this to the animal kingdom, animals might be conscious of themselves and their environment, which is very limited in terms of trying to protect themselves from prey, so they can't achieve much. Where me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us the consciousness, which is a form of knowing things around us. And obviously that is done through intellect. It is not easy to judge which of these two is superior and significant to the other. So which one is more superior, self-awareness or world awareness? Some people value self-consciousness over world consciousness, and some others do the reverse. The type of approach taken possibly reveals one aspect of the difference which exists between Eastern and Western patterns of thought. Where you see in the Eastern kind of world, you see people are more of conscious of the world around them. So as Muslims, we are meant to be aware of ourselves and our surroundings. So even though a lot of the Eastern world is more of world conscious, where in the West is more of self-conscious. So only you have to worry about yourself and no one else, which obviously defeats the purpose of creation to begin with, because we're not created here just so we can indulge in ourselves and please ourselves. Obviously, we have a higher aim and we have a higher goal to achieve in life. One aspect of the difference between knowledge and faith can also be revealed by the fact that knowledge is a mean towards world consciousness, while faith is a background to self-consciousness. So if we want to differentiate between the two, it is very noticeable, however, that knowledge too aims at self-consciousness. This is actually what psychologists or psychology does. But the consciousness, which is knowledge, presents as lifeless and dead. It does not evoke man's emotion. It does not awaken his dormant forces. So if we have to compare the two, self-consciousness and world consciousness, both of them stem from the belief of man. But one of them, for example, it's the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one difference. The faith in having to satisfy your own needs is a completely different thing. On the contrary, though, the consciousness which is faith and religion offer, for example, religion, self-consciousness, inflames the whole human existence. rather than just one part of it. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will be back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about self-consciousness and world consciousness. And we said that when it is faith and religion, it takes over the entire human existence, which means that you're in tuned not only with yourself and your needs, but with the needs and the world around you, which is much different than those who are just in tune with themselves. And those who just care about themselves, it is obvious that they will not care about the rest of humanity because their main concern is number one, which is themselves. So the self-consciousness, which reminds man and human beings and me of our true nature, which eliminates his oblivion, which inflames his soul and which makes him pain suffering. It is not the product of science and philosophy as when it comes to just self-awareness. Earthly sciences and philosophies create forgetfulness and causes man to lose sight of his own self because it is only worrying about him and his own needs and his desires. They focus on the human himself. So all the sciences that we have, what we are created and what we're created and what we're studying, is basically of how we can keep ourselves safer, how we can keep ourselves richer, how we can keep ourselves, I don't know, what have you. So it's only always us, us, us. And there's nothing in it for other people. And some might say, well, but isn't these sciences were created to make man a better human being and make his life better life? Well, I would agree if that was true. Because most of the sciences that have been created are actually self-driven, motivated by specific people for their own gains rather than for a humanity gain. So you, wherever you can see around yourself, wherever human being have invented, if you look at the origin of it, you will see, I could say almost 99% that originated from a person, he himself wanted to succeed, or he wanted to excel in his position, or he was trying to make some money, or what have you. It was a personal conscious that drove him to create something that we benefit from. It wasn't for the sake of humanity to begin with. So sometimes you might find a scientist who says, I want to create something to benefit mankind. I want nothing for myself, which I think you would agree with me that such people hardly exist. Now, when it comes to faith and religion, if they come in the human consciousness and with the world consciousness, a human being, it starts to move from the motives that he not only cares about himself and he wants to satisfy his own needs, but he also wants to satisfy the needs of others. And this is what Islam is all about. Islam is a religion and a faith that wants people to be conscious in every aspect, in self-awareness and in world awareness, that you not only care about yourself, but you care about the people around you. And that's pretty much most of the Islamic teachings are about. When it comes to dealings with each one, with one another, when it comes to trade, when it comes to business, when it comes to a lot of things, Islam comes and gets involved. Why? Because it wants people to be self-aware and world-aware, which makes human beings extra special through the teachings of Islam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.